Mishnah Gimel, if somebody has lots of his produce in the fields, and he's concerned that thieves might come and take it. So that is another example of a Dor HaOved. And so as long as he didn't plan deliberately on leaving this work to do on Chol HaMoed, so it would be permitted for him to deal with this on Chol HaMoed. Machnas Odom Peresov Me'aganovim. One can bring in his produce because of thieves. The Gemara does add, however, that he should try and do this in secret. He should try and do it without attracting attention from other people, because people who see him doing this might not realize he's doing it only because of a Dor HaOved, and they'll be led to think that working on a Chol HaMoed is not so strict, and things like this could be done when everyone likes. Okay, another example of a Dor HaOved, v'shele pishtonim in arish mishra, one can remove his flax from the water in which they are being soaked. Flax is turned into linen. And one of the first processes in this process of turning it into linen is that it is soaked in water until it becomes softer. But again, if it's left there for too long, then it will become ruined. And so one can remove it from the mishra, from this pool of soaking water, in order not to lose out on all of the flax, so that he does not lose out. But again, it's very important to remember that all of these examples of Dover HaOved are permitted, as long as he does not deliberately intend on leaving his work to be done on Chol HaMoed. And in all of these cases, if he did deliberately leave over his work in order to do it on Chol HaMoed, because he thinks he's got more time then, Yovedu, he has to allow those things to be lost, and the leniency of a Dover HaOved does not apply to him.